Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through all the noise around this weekend's entertainment. That's August 15th to 18th, 2025.
Yeah, there's just so much out there.
Exactly. So our mission is to spotlight the really compelling stuff. Films, series, events give you some, you know, surprising insights, help you figure out where to spend your time.
And it's not just about what's new, but maybe what these stories are actually saying, what feels genuinely impactful right now.
Right. Let's dive in. First up, the big screen. What's the buzz in theaters?
Well, the big one is Denzel Washington and Spike Lee reuniting for Highest to Lowest.
Ah, yes. Reimagining Kurosawa's High and Low. Modern New York setting.
That's the one. Critics seem to love it 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. They're talking taut direction, real suspense.
And that Washington Lee pairing, it's their fifth film, right?
Yeah.
That alone is significant.
Absolutely. Lee's visual style, you know, those stark contrasts and camera work, it really seems to amplify the moral questions from Kurosawa's original. Makes it feel very immediate.
That sounds intense. Okay, shifting gears slightly, but still action. Nobody Two's out.
Yes. Bob Odenkirk back as Hutch Mansell.
More of that deadpan humor mixed with pretty brutal violence.
Seems like it. The premise involves him working off a massive debt. Like $30 million. And predictably, a family vacation goes completely sideways.
Classic. He's got an 83% of Rotten Tomatoes, so still pretty strong.
Yeah, the first, Nobody was such a surprise hit, wasn't it? Taking that sort of everyday guy trope and just twisting it.
Mm-hmm.
This sequel looks like it leans into that even more. Pushing what this ordinary guy can do makes the mayhem kind of hit harder.
Okay, so those are the big new releases. Anything else theatrically that's maybe a bit different?
Actually, yes. For kaiju fans, Shin Godzilla is back in U.S. cinemas.
The 2016 Japanese one. I heard great things about that.
It's fantastic. Really intense, realistic take on a giant monster attack, but also sharp political satire.
And it's getting a wide release now.
First time ever in the U.S., yeah.
Mm.
So a great chance to see its unique style on a proper big screen.
Good tip. And there's a documentary, too. Checkpoint Zoo.
Right. This one sounds incredibly powerful. It's about zookeepers and volunteers rescuing animals from a Ukrainian zoo during the war.
Wow. Just acts of courage in that kind of chaos.
Exactly. It really highlights that human resilience, you know, finding hope and compassion, even in the worst situations. A very human story.
Definitely sounds like one to seek out. Okay, let's move from the theaters to the couch. Streaming. What's hitting our queues?
A lot. First up, a really big one for sci-fi fans, Alien. Earth on Hulu.
Alien on Earth. That's a major step for the franchise.
Huge. Set in 2120, apparently follows a young woman and some soldiers dealing with xenomorphs after a ship crashes.
And the buzz is good?
Phenomenal, actually. 96% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. People are saying it looks incredibly cinematic, even for TV.
Bringing the xenomorphs home, that changes everything.
Totally. It's not just contained horror in space anymore. It sounds like it explores the societal collapse, the ecological disaster. A really grounded, terrifying perspective.
Intriguing. Okay, what else? Any returning favorites?
Well, Dexter fans, listen up. Dexter, Resurrection. It's a new limited series on Paramount Plus Play, produced by Showtime.
Picking up after New Blood.
Mm-hmm. Dexter, Michael C. Hall, obviously, is tracking his son Harrison in New York City. And apparently he runs into someone from his past. Uma Thurman's joined the cast, too.
Uma Thurman. Interesting. Reviving Dexter is always tricky, isn't it? He's such a complex character.
It really is, but it offers a chance to dig deeper, maybe explore the consequences more, see how he's evolved or hasn't.
Definitely one for the fans. Mm. Now for something completely different, animation.
Yes, fixed on Netflix. This is an R-rated adult animated comedy from Genndy Tartakovsky.
Oh, the Primal and Samurai Jack guy.
The very same. The premise is pretty wild. It's about a dog who finds out he's getting neutered tomorrow.
Oh, no.
So he decides to have one last epic night out with his buddies. It's got a big celebrity voice cast, apparently blends raunchy comedy with like genuine heart.
That sounds unique. Adult animation keeps getting more ambitious, doesn't it?
It really does. And Fixed seems like a great example, taking a kind of out there idea, but still finding emotional depth in it. Storytelling from unexpected places.
Love it. Okay, one more for streaming.
Let's end with Limitless. Live Better Now on Disney Plus. That's the Chris Hemsworth docuseries.
Right, where he does all those extreme physical challenges.
Yeah, all over the world, trying to unlock secrets to longevity, better health. It mixes spectacular adventure with actual science.
It looks incredible visually.
And it kind of ties back to what you were saying earlier about gaining knowledge, entertainment that actually gives you practical insights into well-being.
A great point. So, wow, a lot to choose from. gritty thrillers, monster movies, sci-fi horror on Earth, animated comedies, documentaries.
It's an incredible range. Uh-huh. Truly something for almost any mood or interest.
So pick what speaks to you this weekend.
And maybe think about this. All these different stories, heroism, survival, mischief, self-discovery, how do they reflect different parts of our own experience? What does the story you pick say about what you're curious about, or maybe even what you need right now? Something to consider.